Ahead now stood Iwo Jima, the most heavily fortified island in the world.
It was one of the bloodiest battles involving U.S. forces in World War II, yet capturing the tiny island of Iwo Jima proved most important. It gave American forces a place from which it could stage and launch attacks directly on Japan. Living in the town of Tonawanda is a World War II veteran who was in Iwo Jima.
My name is Ted Drews, USMC.
He'll celebrate his 90th birthday next February. Ted Drews had celebrated his 19th birthday just 2 weeks before he and his comrades left to go to Iwo Jima.
According to what is on record at the World War II monument in Washington, the write-out, if you have a name and a serial number, you get a little write-out. I mean, everybody from World War II is mentioned at this memorial. And mine read that I was in the third wave at Iwo Jima.
It was tough going. Many didn't make it.
See, I had the misfortune of taking bodies to the cemetery. And, you know, when you get there and you see all these young lives that you realize are not going to return home and raise families and, you know, buy a house and buy a car and have children. You know, that I still occasionally have a dream about it, you know.
The experience left an impact on Drews, a very serious one. He is one of countless veterans diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. However, Drews' case of PTSD was not confirmed until about 10 years ago. His wife Phyllis said that Ted would go through bouts of depression.
A couple of the older children and I thought maybe he wasn't handling, you know, the aging process very good.
It was his son, Theodore Jr., she explained, who first suspected it might trace back to his war experiences.
And he was the one that finally said, and the worst of these depressions, and that would occur near his birthday. But also, his birthday was around the time of Iwo Jima.
Ted Drews Sr. is fighting another battle, this one with bureaucracy. Town of Tonawanda property owners who served in the military during wartime are eligible for a 15% tax reduction. It goes up to 25% if you were in direct combat. But that's where the Drews run into a problem. He's not certified as a combat veteran.
And they claim that they won't give it to him because he did not receive a medal. And unless you have a medal, you don't qualify for combat.
They're challenging that with the VA. Ted Drews was able to laugh at his predicament, but when asked about the takeaway he wants average Americans to have this Veterans Day, his eyes began to tear up.
These fellas from Vietnam, they did what they were told. And these people condemned them for that. It just shouldn't happen. If you haven't lived in their shoes, you shouldn't complain about them.
It should be noted, Ted Drews is spending this Veterans Day in mourning. On October 31st, several days after this interview, Ted Drews' brother Richard passed away. Richard Drews was an Army veteran of the Korean War. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.